TFM. 81 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 89 Monroe West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJOFM. 93 St. Joseph, Louisiana. Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Weeks. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we come before you, God, asking you to forgive us for everything that we did and that we said that was not pleasing in your sight. Father God, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. Spirit of the living God, we do not want anything to hinder us from getting into your presence on this morning. Because in your presence is fullness of joy. In your presence is healing. In your presence is salvation. In your presence is breakthrough. And so much more. Father God, we thank you, God. We thank you for what you are about to do on this radio broadcast on this morning, God. Lord, because we know we cannot do nothing without you. But with you, God, we can do all things. And God, we will forever give you all the glory and all the honor, which is due your precious name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to the book of Psalm, division 102, verse 13. That's Psalm 102, 13, verse. And it reads as follows. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for today is, your set time of favor has come. Yes, Lord. Your set time of favor has come. You see, in Ecclesiastes 3 and 1, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. The Spirit of the Lord said on this morning, your time of favor has come. You've been through much, but the set time, his set time, for the favor to come upon you is now. The name Zion is often used to describe a place appointed by the Lord where his followers can live and serve God. Scripture refers to Zion as the city of holiness, a city of refuge, where the Lord protects his people from the evils in this world. So according to Psalm 102:13, there is a set time for the favor of God to manifest in your life. We cannot rush the plan of God for our lives. We can make plans for ourselves, but without putting the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as the head of our plan, our vision, it's not going anywhere. You see, time is generally defined in the Greek as the chronos, which is spelled C-H-R-O-N-O-S, and the kairos, K-A-I-R-O-S. Chronos represents a chronological time that is calculated in seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years, decades, and centuries. Kairos represents a God-appointed time when something is to occur. You see, people of God, Kairos generally denotes God's divine intervention in your life to accelerate or bring to pass some occurrence or the events on your behalf. Kairos means divine intervention. It is the moment that is unplanned, unexpected, unscheduled, when God decides to bless or favor. So, in other words, Kairos is a time when God decides that he is going to do you a favor. Come on here. Kairos is a time when God decides, not man. Because, see, you cannot put your trust in man. But you can trust the God that is within man. But Kairos, God decides that he is going to do you a favor. So favor means, let's look at favor. Favor means God stepping into one situation to make a worthwhile difference. People can look at the favor that is on your life and become jealous. They can see how God is moving in your life and become jealous. Not knowing you paid a price for the anointing. Come on here. Not knowing that you prayed and fasted and read your word and constantly seeking the Lord because you wanted more of him and less of you. So therefore, God is favoring you. Come on here, somebody. Favoring you. But they don't, they give the glory. Come on here, somebody. But they don't know the story behind the glory. They see you praise, but they don't know the story or the reason why. You cannot shut your mouth and sit down. They don't see what you've been through. They don't see how God healed you. They don't see how God delivered your child or your husband or your wife. They don't see that. They don't see the miracles that God has done for you. Favor is the highway to connect your destiny. Favor is the highway to the connection of your destiny. Favor can get you in rooms that you are not even qualified to go into those rooms. Favor will sit you among the dignitaries and men and women that are in high ranking. Come on here. The favor of God. Favor will get you a promotion on your job without you even being qualified, without you even having the degree what they are asking you for. Come on here, Holy Ghost. So, in Genesis 6 and 8, the Bible says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. When you are connected to favor, you are connected to goodness, mercy, and grace. No one and nothing can pull you from those three. Come on here. Because the favor of God has been activated on your life. Favor, for the most part, is an unexplainable blessing that comes to your life. That's why you can't explain certain things that happen in your life to people because they will not understand. Didn't the Bible say it? The carnal mind cannot understand the things of the spirit. Come on here, somebody. So it's no sense of explaining something that most people would not understand. Favor in many cases seems undeserved, and does not follow any natural, rational, or reasonable explanation. Sometimes we feel so unworthy. I don't know about you, but I do. I say, God, I'm not worthy, but God finds you worthy. Where people will say, no, you're not ready for this, but God say, yes, she is, or then yes, he is. You may not even find yourself worthy to go and get that ministry, to go and say, God, use me, send me, I can go. You may not think you're not ready for that platform, but God says you are. Favor. Oh, my God. Favor can also be defined as overgenerous or unfair treatment. Have you ever heard the term favor ain't fair, but it's good? It doesn't, you don't hop into favor overnight. Come on, here, somebody. Divine favor is an uncommon blessing or breakthrough that God himself has orchestrated and ordained for your life. But this favor right here, comes directly from the hand of God. People of God, we are talking about your set time has come. I don't want you to miss this, because I know many of you feel like nothing is going right for you. And the devil is speaking to you now. No. You are in the right place. This is your set time. Things are falling in line. Divine favor sometimes cannot be articulated, or it cannot be even imagined by the human mind, just like the Holy Ghost said, because it comes from the realm of God. This is part one. Be sure to listen to part two next week. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you that, Father God, this is our set time for favor, that you have positioned us to receive all that you have for us to receive and more. God, we thank you. God, we praise you for our kairos, for our chronos, God. We thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. I have an announcement. I want you to mark this on your calendar. Trinity Baptist Church presents Prophetic Revival. Theme for your glory is based on 1 Corinthians 10 and 31. It says, so whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. The host pastor is Elvira Brevell. People of God, is going to be healing. The Logos word, prophecy, salvation, healing miracles, and the guest speakers are for the occasion is Pastor Millicent Rubin of the Zion Hill Church family.